Big Pig, congrats on your new mixtape, Bubblegum.
Thank you.
You've got to be ecstatic that it's finally coming out. What has it taken to get here?
I mean, to be honest, like, I've just been sitting with these tracks for so, so long. It feels like, I mean, it always feels like that, I guess, when you finish a song that you're really proud of. And then a whole project where you're just like, let me get it out now. But I feel like as a whole, as a growing process, as well as like, I don't know, just musically and in life as well, like through making this project and by the time it's being released, I mean, I turned 25 like 2 days after as well. And I just feel like so much has changed and happened during that time that I'm just like, I kind of feel like it's almost an arrival point in a way. And it feels like the point that I'm ready to mature into something bigger. But it's, yeah, it's been a great experience.
I want to talk about like the songs that you've written on this album that talk about self-discovery, loneliness, and longing.
Yeah.
It's very relatable for young people growing up into what people would consider be adults, right? Could you talk more about this and discuss why it was important for you to explore these things?
Yeah, I think it was just the point in my life, to be honest, where there was so much going on, and like there's the emotional side of it, and then there's with the lyrics and melody and all that, and then there's also the production side of it, which I feel like two kind of parts that I was like, I guess, I don't know. I think when you're writing, it kind of comes from like a subconscious place, but the production usually kind of gets it out of you, if that makes sense. Because you click with like the music, and then suddenly it kind of flows out. But yeah, throughout like the whole project, I guess from the start to the end, it's kind of about, definitely about self-discovery and as a whole, going from like only one where it's kind of like, oh, I'll change myself to like find love again, to like the heat of love and the kind of honeymoon phases, and then you get to like the kind of turning point, I guess, in ghosting, where like that's not enough, and you're kind of shutting the world out again because you want to just kind of isolate, and you feel regret and shame, and it's confusing, and then maybe that leads on to some more self-destructive behavior, and then ending up at the end being like, there's like a lyric in that in the dark that I wrote that was like, yeah, I laughed it off because I had to love. But all jokes aside, I'm tired of feeling this way. And it's kind of like the exhausting kind of cycle of that, and really coming to a point where it's like, okay, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Like, I need to change. I don't know, in so many ways, I feel like I've learned so much. And it does feel like a point where things are shifting, I think. But it's not all doom and gloom either. Like, there are fun bits in it.
Let's talk about the production, which I think you were alluding to. Because, I mean, like, mate, there are so many different forms of musical vibes you're going for here, right? Like, you've got some chill synth pop grooves, but then you move to bangers with the Amen break being sampled in the mix. Could you, like, talk about what made you explore or want to experiment with all these different genres and styles?
Yeah, I guess, like, I've always been a fan of, I don't know, discovering ways to bring, like, music that I love into my music that I make. So it was really a mixture of the producers I worked with on it and just the kind of stuff I was listening to at the time. I suppose listening back to like playlists of the last year and like what was going on then. But yeah, I mean, I'm even thinking about Kerosene, that song and the way that was written is so interesting. Like, so it was me, Zach Nahom, and Navik Saber that wrote that together. And usually I don't have the writer that comes in doing like lyrics and melody with me. But Nav, it came in on feels right before. I don't know what happened when three of us in a room, but it's just like something happens. It was so fun. I went in and then I kind of was like jamming up with this other thing, and Zach took the vocal of that and he started to like play with the sample of it and just kind of sampling it out. And then that's how we got like the daddy chorus. And I was like, oh, no, I know where this is going. But it came together so nicely. Like, we were just kind of, I feel like when something comes together quickly, and it's also just like, it's almost like a great conversation where you don't realize time is passing and you're just kind of finished the thing. You're like, oh fuck, has it been like, sorry. Oh, has it been like 2 hours? Like, do you know what I mean? So I think it was a really fun track to write.
And I guess finally here, because you were here for Elemental Nights last year. How did that go for you? And just as a little on the top thing, you've got a global tour coming up soon. I'm wondering, when are we going to see you back in New Zealand again?
Oh my God, as soon as I can. I've been desperate to go back. It's actually one of my favorite places in the world, I think. Something about Auckland just like really grabbed me last time I was there. so we played the show. It was really, really sick. Like, the crowd were amazing. It was a really gorgeous venue as well. It was kind of like a hall, oh, not a hall, sorry. There was like different rooms that they were hosting it in, and a few different concerts going on at the same time, but it was sick. It was really cool. And then what do we do after that?
Did you just go around town?
Yeah, we went around town. We painted the town red. It was, it was a good time though. I just remember, oh, do you know what? We got tattoos when we were in Auckland.
Oh yeah.
I got one of my favorite tattoos. Yeah. There was like a bunch of different things that we did.
When you come back, yeah. I'll shout you your next tattoo.
Yeah. You can design it if you want.
Yeah. Brilliant. Love it. Well, thank you so much, Big Pig, for your time, of course, and for the new mixtape. Good on you.
Thanks so much.